first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Will Hangen says it's not just redwoods and eternal sunshine, blue skies, and surf that attract people to Santa Cruz.
The first jumper I ever saw was on the Golden Gate Bridge almost 25 years ago. I was a young boy on a bus to Marin. A rusty van turd signaled right, and then I saw the foggy blur of a human against the cables. The lady next to me turned and said, "That's the second one I've seen. They always jump towards the lights of the bay, never towards the ocean." Which brings me to Santa Cruz. What attracts people to this seaside town? There are far too many traffic jams, obnoxious tourists, frustrating high prices, and of course, earthquakes. What's the big draw? For my money, Santa Cruz is all about the proximity of danger, a whole town on an adrenaline high. We come here for the mystery, psychological and physical. Our toes curled over the metaphorical bridge railing, but with our backside safely warmed by the reflected heat of the continent. You should walk out on the rainy cliff some terrible night and watch the waves prowl. Watch the San Lorenzo River swell like a pregnant bitch behind the barn. Explore the mountain trails, all the while knowing that there's probably a mountain lion dozing nearby, waiting for sunset. Buy a goat meat burrito. Okay, skip the last one. I agree, there must be limits. So here you are, perched on the continent's edge. Relax, you bought your ticket, you paid the price. Enjoy the adrenaline with a clear conscience.
Will Hangen is a freelance writer. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Kern Marshall. If you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. Send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.